Hello. Thanks for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, and Local Motion, our weekly local affairs show. For KVNF News, my name is Eric Gould. On this episode of Local Motion, we'll preview the fall sports season for some of the high schools in our listening area. Many teams have already begun competition in football, volleyball, cross country, softball, and soccer. This weekend, all of the sports ramp up, and teams will get their first game action. We'll start with a sport that continues to gain popularity on the Western Slope, soccer. While some of the larger schools in the listening area have their own teams, like Grand Junction, Fruita, and Montrose, others have to form from a conglomeration of schools. The schools in the North Fork Valley have over the years combined to form teams, and recently the soccer players from the area play for Delta. Before the season began, KVNF News summer intern Josh Parsons spoke with Delta assistant coach Raul Ortiz. Parsons is a graduate of Hotchkiss High School and is a communications major at the University of Northern Colorado. He previewed the upcoming season of Delta Soccer with Ortiz in this interview.
Assistant head coach of Delta Soccer, Raul Ortiz, was kind enough to call into the station and preview Delta's upcoming soccer season.
What are some of the things that can arise with having a team like Delta, where you have kids from all over the county flooding into one team for the entire county?
A lot of the issues I think we faced last season were a lot of different attitudes and backgrounds. So a lot of, I'd say the first week of practice was trying to get those guys to mesh together because they've never played together in a high school team like that. So a lot of it was kind of making sure they could, communicate and make their runs off the ball and another was at that particular time.
So you guys are coming off a pretty successful season last year. You won a playoff game. What needs to happen for that to continue and maybe make a deeper playoff run this year?
I think a lot of what happened in our game against Bell that caused us to lose was we kind of broke down in the middle. We were so used to having our powerhouse, Brandon Harper, kind of control the game there in the middle, and Bell took advantage of that, and they double-teamed him and, took him completely out of the game, and it showed that we were kind of a one-sided team there, just playing through the middle and then getting the ball outside and crossing in the middle. And so it was just, I think this year we're going to have to add a lot more aspects to our game if we're going to want to play in Denver.
Would you say that changing altitudes, like going to someplace like Cortez or playing Vail, does that have an effect on a soccer field more than maybe other sports like football?
It definitely gasses the players. You see it more towards the end of the game. Maybe second half, you'll see the tired legs start to kick in, and some kids will start to get cramps, and usually those guys who we can get a full 90 out of, they'll need to get a sub probably for 5 or 10 minutes.
So when we talk about Delta Soccer at the end of this season, what are we going to be saying? Like, you mentioned that you want to be less one-dimensional. How are you going to do that this year?
I think a lot of what we plan to work on as soon as we hit practice here, I want to be able to be known this year as a possession team. I want to be able to hold the ball well and make the other team chase us. A lot of what we did last season is adjusting to the other teams that we were playing against. And this year I kind of want to go into the mentality that, our possession and quick pace of play is going to make the other teams adjust to us. So we will go into the game playing our game every game and not having to worry about adjusting to our opponents. Our opponents are going to adjust to us, whether it be at home or away.
For those that don't know anything about Colorado soccer, who are the big boys that you have to contend with in the state tournament?
I think a lot of the big guns that we play against will be those private schools that can kind of cap their capacity for attendance at their schools. They get a lot of quality players, and it's difficult to prepare for those teams because we don't face them as much in the Western Slope. But I think once our guys meet those guys later on, like a Kent Denver, I think we'll be able to, play hand-in-hand with them. I think they'll be surprised at the level our game is going to go compared to what they heard about the Western Slope.
How does the experience of the playoffs last year help you this year?
I think a lot of those guys will take that experience and pass it on to our younger players. We've got a lot of incoming freshmen that I've heard are quality players. But I think with any sport and any player, once you get into that playoff atmosphere, it's a whole different ballgame. I mean, you can be ranked number one and go down to number 15. It just depends on that mentality you have in the playoff, you know, playoff time.
Overall, is your team a young team or is it filled with juniors and seniors?
This year, I think we're going to have a lot of veteran players. We will definitely be graduating more than last year. I think last year we only graduated about 4 or 5 seniors. So we have a lot of guys now that'll be incoming seniors and juniors. So we don't have as many young players, but I think the year after is where we'll definitely see a change in the program.
If you could pick one game that you would have people come out and watch Delta Soccer, in which game would be the one on your schedule to come see?
It's definitely Bell. We're hosting Bell at Delta this year, and they were a good team, but I don't think the score reflected how well our team was. They beat us in the playoffs, and it was, you know, neck and neck there for a while, and they kind of got up on us. I think the guys mentally weren't prepared for that because of how dominant we were during the season. And so to go down in a big game like that, it took a toll on a lot of our players. And I think this year, them coming down to Delta, playing on grass, definitely a different terrain compared to turf. So I think they're going to have to adjust a lot to play against us at home.
Thank you very much for your time and for your patience today. And
No problem.
You guys have a wonderful season.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Delta started the season with a 6-0 victory over Montezuma Cortez. Martin Corral netted 2 scores for the Panthers, while Doe Waugh, Marcos Edmondson, Alex Fausto, and Brandon Harper all scored single goals for Delta. Sophomore goalkeeper Philippe Bedoy made 2 saves in the shutout. Delta played at Montrose on Tuesday night. You're listening to Local Motion's preview of the fall sports season here at KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. We'll switch sports now and look at football around the listening area. In Montrose, the 4A Indians are dealing with their 3rd coaching change in the last 4 years. Brett Mertens, an assistant on the coaching staff last year, took the head coaching job in Montrose when Jim Scarry stepped down in the offseason. KVNF News summer intern Josh Parsons spoke with Mertens shortly before practice started a couple weeks ago.
Coach, this is your first year. You were on staff last year. You had about a .500 record last year. What needs to change to improve that record?
I mean, we just got to buy in as a team, work harder, and play together. You know, we got some talented kids, and we have the ability to play well at times, but if we don't buy in and play as a team, then that's what I think needs to happen. So
what was going on last year? Was it a lack of experience, and what will be different this year?
Well, yeah, we had 12 seniors, so and it wasn't like we were bad. We were in every game, and we had a couple slip away at the end. So, you know, I don't want to make it sound like we had a terrible year, but I think you're right. I think a little lack of experience. The senior class last year was pretty talented, but they hadn't had a lot of game experience because the class in front of them was huge. So that game experience is something that you need, and hopefully we can get back with a little bit more of that this year.
In your first year as head coach, what do you want your legacy here at Montrose to be?
Oh, I mean, it's not about me. It's about the kids. I mean, we just want to have a program that's going to, you know, serve this community. We want the community to be proud of it. You know, we want these kids to come through from a young age and want to play Montrose football, you know, and every kid that comes through this high school, you know, my goal is to make them want to be on the football team and to make it, you know, the program of choice in the community and this school, you know, and that everybody can be proud of and that we represent the community well. So that's more important to me. So, yeah.
What is the offense going to look like this year? Is it going to be a ground heavy, air heavy?
I mean, you got to run the ball successfully to win. So we're going to try to pound it. We're going to get after them a little bit. We're going to try to do some more with some different formations and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody knows you got to be able to run the ball to win, and then you know, throw it when necessary. So you know, I don't think you'll see a whole lot of change as far as that goes. It's not like we're gonna air it out or anything, but we'll try to change it up a little bit, but not a whole lot.
High school athletics goes beyond what players learn on the field and life lessons. What lessons would you like to teach your players?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our core values are pursuit of excellence, attitude and effort, and just being a team. So those are the three, and we're just preaching those every day, and we want our kids, we feel like if our kids buy into those and do those things right, that we're going to have a lot of success on the field as well. So that's what we're going after.
Mertens almost coached the Indians to a shocking upset to open the season, but Montrose fell last Friday 36-35 to the number 9 ranked team in 5A, Fruta Monument. Running back Sam Collins scored 3 touchdowns for Montrose, but Fruta won on a 2-point conversion run with minutes remaining. Montrose plays another Western Slope rival on Friday night when the Indians host Rifle at 7 p.m. Another area team lost a heartbreaker to open the season. Delta, which started the season ranked number 4 in 2A, went to Durango last Thursday and played the first high school game of the year. The Panthers lost 3-0 in overtime. Delta made it to the state semifinals last year before falling to eventual state champion Kent Denver. The Panthers will look to get back on the winning track when they host Moffitt County in Delta on September 8th. Next, we'll go to Paonia. The 1A Eagles had an unprecedented record of success over the last 4 seasons, compiling a 46-5 record and winning 2 state championships. They also finished runner-up and last year lost in the semifinals to eventual state champion Strasburg. But times are changing in Paonia. Brent McRae, who coached the Eagles during that 4-year run, took a teaching job at Mountain Vista High School on the Front Range. New coach Blaine Escher, himself a former Eagle and an assistant last year, took the head coaching job this year. On a blustery day after practice last week, Escher spoke with KVNF News.
We're with Paonia football coach Blaine Escher, and just tell me a little bit in general, how'd you end up getting the job?
You know, I kind of fell into the position. I was an assistant coach 2 years ago, and my understanding was former coach Brent McRae took a new position over in Denver, and you know, I didn't really think too much of it, and then I just kind of got a phone call from our principal, and he kind of asked me what my thoughts were about it. And at first I was a little timid, you know. I was kind of like, oh man, that's a, you know, I mean, it's hard to say no, because yeah, I did, you know, help coach these guys, you know, 2 years prior, and I did actually, when I was in high school, coach these guys with little peewee camps too. So I kind of sat down and reevaluated it, and it was like, man, how could I not? I feel like, you know, I feel like there's a right, and there's, I don't know how I couldn't say yes. So I kind of decided to, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and do this. And as of right now, you know, I'm just so happy that I decided to take this job, because it's everything that I've hoped and dreamed it would be as of right now. So,
and tell me some of your background. I know you went to Paonia High School and you played football for the Eagles, right?
Yes, sir. I played football for the Eagles. I want to say a 4-year letter, and then I went on to play college football at the University of Northern Colorado as a wide receiver. I played for a year and a half until I blew out my knee, and that was kind of the end of that. So, I mean, I just feel like God works in mysterious ways, and I always told myself, like, man, someday I'm going to come back here. I want to come back here. I love the community. I love the kids. I love everything about it. You know, it just doesn't feel right being away from home. You know, I've been on the Eastern Slope, been over in the Grand Junction, you know, area, and it's just like when this opportunity came, it was a dream come true in all aspects of life, you know.
And I know Coach McRae, when he was here in 4 years, his record was 46-5. He won 2 state championships, set the standard real high. Do you feel like there's a lot of expectations you have to work under?
I mean, of course, you know, Paonia's always been a team to knock off. You know, ever since I can remember, we've always been a name talk, you know, in 1A football. So, of course, there's always going to be, you know, people trying to knock us off. I know the expectations are high, and I keep those expectations set high for myself and my kids. They know that. My players know it. You know, we want to be great. We don't settle for good out here. So, that being said, we're grinding. I'm telling them, guys, this is a new team. new year, new us, okay? We're here. We have one goal in mind, and that's here to win. I did not come. I simply tell them, I don't play last names, guys. I don't play age. I play here to win. I come here to win, and that's what we're going to do, okay? Our expectations are high, and that's how we're always going to be. I always want to be that team that people fear when we're on the field.
And talk about the team a little bit in general. Practice has been going here for a couple weeks now. How do you feel about how the team's coming together?
We're looking great. I think we have a really good group of guys. We lost a little, you know, a pretty good group of seniors, but I think which were underclassmen last year, stepping up huge. We have some really good impact players. Cyrus Malcolm-Donnie at the middle linebacker, he's looking really good this year. We have a really, really good backfield, returning running backs, Sackett, Chesnick, and Jaden Miller. You know, we got some good size with a little bit of speed mixture in the backfield there. We have a real smart quarterback, Caden Milner, as of right now, and he's doing a great job for us running a little bit of that beer option. But we're looking great. Defense is looking strong. We have a really good, solid linebacking core. Not to mention our line is, I mean, we don't have direct numbers on it, but I would say probably one of the biggest offensive lines we've had in the last 10 years that I could think of. We have, I want to say we average right around the 215 to 220 range in weight. So, and that's almost unheard of in 1A football. So I'm smiling ear to ear for that one.
And a little bit about the coaching staff. There's been some more turnover. You're not the only new coach. Talk about some of the other coaches this year.
Yeah, you know, we have a whole new coach staff. We have we have Coach Burns. He's in charge of our special teams, and he's going to be helping out with our JV as well. He was a former player of mine too. He was 2 years older than me, real big. You know, I looked up to him. He was a great leader, and that was my intention to bring him out here. He has a great voice. He has a great connection with the kids, and he knows how to relate to these kids. You know, nowadays I feel like the kids, we need to have that mentor coach, and that's where I feel like, you know, Coach Don Holt and Coach Scott Rinks come into play. You know, they mentor not only the players, but they mentor us young coaches as well. But it's good to have some young blood in there, because I feel like the kids really respond well to that one-on-one big brother type coaching. You know, kids like to have that positive reinforcement. I feel like, you know, back in the day that was tended to be lost. And then in addition to Josh Burns, we have Lucas Wiggins, who's going to be our defensive coordinator. He was in the same class as Josh Burns. Again, another great leader, phenomenal, knows the game. I think he played a couple of years with the semi-pro Gladiators in Grand Junction, so he's got a great knowledge for the team and for the game, and he also was the coach with a lot of these kids in middle school. So my whole big thing was I didn't want to bring a whole lot of new blood in here to where it was a lot of a big learning curve for the kids. I wanted us to jump off on foot and be going right away. You know, they're familiar with all of us. They all know us. They see us. And I feel like that trust bridge is already built with us. You know, there wasn't that awkward, you know, two-week stage of kind of like getting to know us. They weren't sure about us. I feel like it was just, you know, connection right off the get-go. And it's just positive from there.
Paonia was ranked fourth in 1A when they went to Centauri in 0 week to open the season last Friday night. The Eagles led 10-6 and 13-12 during the second half of the game before the home team Falcons rallied for a 20-13 victory. The Eagles are off this weekend and travel to Salida to play Rye on September 8th. Down the highway a few miles in Hotchkiss, the Bulldogs are hoping for a bounce-back year in Coach Curtis Hintz's second year on the sideline. The Bulldogs started off strong last year in non-conference play and began the season 3-1, but Hotchkiss lost all five of its difficult games in the 1A Western Slope League. Four teams from the league made the playoffs last year in Paonia, Cedar Edge, Grand Valley, and Meeker, and Olathe just missed out from making the playoff field. The Western Slope League is the best division in 1A and looks to be again this year. Coach Hintz spoke with KVNF News after the Bulldogs scored early and often in a scrimmage against Roaring Fork last Friday. Hintz conducted the interview despite being interrupted by some victorious Bulldog singing.
We're with Curtis Hintz, Hotchkiss football. Just start off with the scrimmage there. A couple of real big plays there. Offense looked good. What'd you think of things?
You know, you always hope that things start clicking at this time of the season, and, you know, our ones, they did a good job of executing. You know, was it perfect? Nah, but at times, you know, everybody was on the same page, and some real good things happened. And, you know, we've got some playmakers that, you know, even when things didn't quite open up like we wanted to, they were able to elude some tacklers and make some plays.
And Chase Hyatt, Colton Peoples, who are some of the big guys that you're expecting to have big years from?
Well, Chase Hyatt's going to be moving to quarterback for us, and he did a good job today. Colton Peoples, a returning two-way starter at tailback and linebacker for us. He made some good plays today. Devin Curtis is another returning two-way guy for us at fullback and outside backer. And then up front, Nolan Agin and Darren Young are, you know, two senior leaders for us that are starting on both sides of the ball, as well as Eli Swatsky. And so...
Last year, a bit of a rocky road, especially in league play. How has year two been different already here at the beginning?
You know, just kids knowing, you know, how practices are going to go you know, also just installing things. I think we're ahead of the ball game from last year as far as defensively and offensively. Just kids knowing the system a little bit better. And, you know, year two, that's what you hope, is that you're able to kind of move a little bit quicker with the installs and executing things a little bit better and more efficient, you know. And the tough thing with our league is, you know, we've talked before, is, I mean, we've got arguably the toughest league in the state in 1A football. And all the teams are very well coached and have some really tough kids coming back.
And then with the center situation, your schedule really doesn't help you this year. You've only got 3 home games, is that right?
Well, we ended up picking up Montrose's JV for week 3 as a home game. You know, unfortunately, we kind of had a backup plan because at an AD's meeting, Coach Horton knew that it might be a possibility that center wasn't going to be able to fill the team. So we kind of had John Mall scheduled, but then they didn't feel that they were ready to put a team out 0 weeks. So Coach Horton worked really hard trying to find somebody, and, you know, Montrose's coaching staff agreed to, you know, send their JV kids down. So we have a game. You know, it doesn't help us or hurt us in RPI, but it gives our kids another chance to compete at home, because it is our only 4 home games this season. And so that will be good. And we appreciate Montrose, you know, stepping up and doing that for us.
Plus, that'll be homecoming, right?
Yes.
It'll be a good game anyway.
Yeah, it'll be fun, you know. And like I said, you know, they didn't have to do it. And you know, we appreciate Lyle Wright, their AD, working with their coaching staff and getting it organized with Coach Horton.
Sounds good. Thanks, Coach.
A fun highlight at Hotchkiss this year is Kaya Furore. The junior is taking a break from cross country and will play football for the Bulldogs. Girls playing on boys' teams is not uncommon in high school sports. Girls compete against boys in wrestling and football, but it hasn't happened much in Hotchkiss. Furore will kick extra points for the varsity squad and will play wide receiver for the junior varsity. Furore has been a standout athlete on the cross-country, basketball, and track teams for Hotchkiss, and she said she enjoys the challenge of playing for the football team.
Why did you decide to play football this year?
Because I've always wanted to. I thought it was fun. Yeah, it's kind of a challenge, and it's tough for me.
What do you think about playing on a team full of guys?
It's interesting. They're all really nice, though, so.
Hotchkiss opens the season at home this Friday night against Dolores at 7 p.m. Also playing its first game on Friday night will be the number 9 ranked team in 1A, Cedar Edge. The Bruins look to get to the playoffs for the 6th straight season when they kick off at Monta Vista on Friday night at 7 p.m. Since winning the state title in 2012, the Bruins have been consistent and competitive. Head coach Brandon Milholland is in his 8th season. Last year, the Bruins gave state champion Strasburg its toughest game in the playoffs before falling in the quarterfinals. Cedar Edge looks to get back to the playoffs behind seniors Pedro Matalano, Ty Grant, and Drew Markley. Juniors Jared Reynolds, Taj Vanderlind, and Toby Waddell will also play big roles for Cedar Edge. And finally, Olathe will look to make the playoffs in its 2nd year at the 1A level. Veteran head coach Ryan Korn returns to lead the Pirates in his 14th season. Olathe seniors Dylan Nelson and Nick Bryant will be team leaders, along with juniors Cesar Suarez, Anthony Garcia, and Omar Nava. Olathe opens the season Friday night at home against Roaring Fork at 7 p.m. You are listening to KVNF and Local Motion. Here on our fall sports preview, we've talked about soccer and football, and to finish the show, we'll take a look at volleyball. At Paonia, much like their football team, the Eagles this year will be playing under a new coach. After state last year, longtime Paonia coach Krista Karsten stepped down from the bench, and new coach Carla Head took over the program. Karsten established a high mark of success with the Eagles, eclipsing 20 wins a year and reaching the state tournament 4 years in a row. Two of the seniors last year went on to play college volleyball, as McKenna Hartigan is at Nebraska Kearney and Emily Pieper is at Division I St. Francis University. But several Eagles from last year's playoff team return. Seniors McKenna Palmer, McKenna Johnson, and Randy Rapke will lead the squad this year. Poppy Lightfoot, Tara Lee Motz, and Jacqueline Mora Verdeja will also play big roles. Paonia was ranked fourth in the preseason CHASA poll and opened the season on Tuesday at home against Plateau Valley. After a vigorous practice session, KVNF News spoke with the new Eagles coach Monday evening. We're here with volleyball coach Carla Head. Just tell me a little bit first how practice has gone for you here the past couple weeks.
Practice has been fantastic. The girls have been working really hard. I mean, of course, Coach Carson and Coach Allen, you know, instilled in them a solid work ethic. And, you know, with Coach Rinks and basketball, they all know what's going on. They all know what they need to do when they come into practice. And so they've been working really hard. You know, there's been some changes with me being as a new coach and after having Coach Carson for years, you know, but they've been really open-minded about it and they've been working really hard. And I think they're just really developing well as a team.
And tell me a little bit about them. I was looking at them. It looked like about half and half players who were here last year and then some kind of new faces on the team. Tell me about the identity of the team.
We only have three returning seniors, you know. We only have, you know, right now we're only going to suit up eight varsity players just because that's, I think, where we're at right now. And so we've got, you know, three seniors, a handful of juniors, and a couple of sophomores. So we've got young girls that are getting serious playing time and, you know, juniors that are getting more playing time than they ever had because last year's seniors were so strong, you know, and so they just didn't get a whole lot of playing time on the varsity floor, and now they get that opportunity.
And how are they coming together as a team? How's the chemistry?
The chemistry is fantastic. They work hard together. They're very complimentary to each other. They pick each other up, but they also hold each other accountable.
And you mentioned Coach Karsten's, you know, she really set a high standard, won a lot of games every year. Do you feel like there's some expectations that you're kind of playing under?
Well, honestly, I think that sadly a lot of the girls have heard that, you know, nobody really expects them to do much this year because they graduated so many and everything else, and we're out to prove everybody wrong.
And then the league in general kind of has some new coaches in Hotchkiss and Montrose. What do you think about Western Slope volleyball? Do you feel like it's going to have a new look this year?
I think that, you know, a lot of schools on the Western Slope have had a hard time recruiting coaches. There have been so many coaching openings, and it's hard to find qualified people and people that are, you know, able to put in the kind of time that it takes. And I'm just excited for all the new coaches that are coming on and really appreciate all the time that they're willing to put into these girls because they deserve it.
And Plateau Valley Tuesday night, you feel like you're ready for it?
I think we're ready for anybody right now.
In Hotchkiss, the new volleyball coach is Peter Nethington, a former player at Long Beach City College. The Bulldogs faced Caprock Academy in their home opener on Tuesday. Meanwhile, in Montrose, longtime assistant coach Heidi Voringer took over the head coaching duties after Shane Forrest stepped aside last year. The Indians beat Eagle Valley 3-1 in their first match and played Palisade on Tuesday. Stay tuned to KVNF News for updates on the fall sports season as it progresses in each sport. And thanks for listening to Local Motion on KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.